We are sitting in the studio now with Carney Alex, a Caris Health Redwood administrator. For how long now? How long have you been administrator?
This is my fourth week.
Fourth week, and I'm going to guess that it's been a very busy 4 weeks.
Yes, it has been a very busy 4 weeks. My calendar's been busy, which is good. Getting right into meeting people, getting to better know the operations of Caris Health Redwood and where things sit and what we need to be working on to improve care in our community.
What was your familiarity with this area to begin with? I mean, I know you live in the Danube area, so
Correct.
You knew the Redwood area to begin with.
Yes, so I've lived in Danube for a little over 20 years with my husband and our three children. My husband grew up in the Danube area and spent most of his life there. I have family in the Redwood community, and we also enjoyed the amenities in the area from Ramsey Park and the water park and things like that. So I've spent some time in Redwood enjoying those as well.
Okay, where are you from originally?
Originally, I grew up in eastern South Dakota on a cattle and hog and crop farm near Hazel, which is about 100 people, so not very many people have heard of it. But
so coming to Redwood Falls is a big city.
Yes, you could say that.
Okay, people don't just wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to become the administrator of a new hospital. Is at some point there's a transition. Where did you go to high school? What did you want to be when you were a little girl? And then how did you get from there to where you are now?
Great question. So very early on, I wanted to be a veterinarian. So I'd say I have always had interest in science in some aspect. So I wanted to be a veterinarian, probably from growing up on a farm. Transitioned, as you know, children do over the course of growing up, to several different things that crossed my mind as a career path, from a lawyer, a chemical engineer. And I landed on pharmacy, probably my senior year of high school, I would say, because of a great science teacher I had in high school, as well as meeting some pharmacists and pharmacy students and really feeling that's where my skills and abilities would work best and a career path that interested me. So went to South Dakota State University in Brookings and got both my bachelor's degree and doctor of pharmacy degree in Brookings, and when I left pharmacy school, really had an interest in owning my own business and being a retail pharmacist and owning my own store.
So the whole administrative side of it, not just the dealing with clients as a pharmacist, but the behind-the-scenes work is what interested you too?
Correct. Yep. So really that idea of being an entrepreneur, if you will, owning your business, not just the healthcare side of it, but a leadership side, you could say, of it as well. And I've had great opportunities throughout my career to advance, not only as a pharmacist, but also in various leadership capacities.
So you've been involved with Caris Health for quite a while now. How did you first get involved with Caris Health, and then how did it sort of lead to where you are now?
Sure. So I worked retail pharmacy for 2 years in Olivia, and then I took a position at Rice Memorial Hospital. Again, it was independent at the time, in 2001. Started there as a clinical pharmacy coordinator, and then moved into the pharmacy director position in 2006 when the director retired. And so was in that position until 2018 when I moved into an administrative role. The title at the time was Vice President of Clinical Support Services for Caris.
When you are doing an administrative position at Rice Hospital for the pharmacy department, what does that mean? Did you spend much time actually out surrounded by pills and medications and dealing with individual customers, or was most of your time spent behind a desk?
That role was really what I would call a working manager. So some of both, doing both direct patient care, meeting with patients, reviewing their medications, working very closely with nursing, physician staff on how to optimize patients' medication regimens, as well as then being the supervisor and director of that staff and overseeing the medication management process throughout the facility.
When you were first getting interested in doing pharmacy, were you thinking of moving up to the Twin Cities at some point, or did you always want to work in a rural area?
No, I've always enjoyed the rural way of life. Again, growing up on a farm, my husband and I enjoy living in small communities, raising our children in small communities, and so I've never had an interest to live in a larger community like the Twin Cities Metro.
Good.
Yeah. Not for me.
No. Some people, they just know very quickly. So until 2018, you've been working at Rice Memorial. How did they get involved with Caris Health? And then Caris Centric Care also has been sort of expanding out and becoming more involved with a number of different communities. And so were you familiar with Redwood Falls at that time, or when did you first become familiar with what was going on out here?
On a professional level, was familiar with Redwood Area Hospital and the operations here. You might say in a more limited capacity, as I was working in Willmar and more involved in the healthcare environment in the Willmar area. In early 2018, I took on the role of Vice President of Clinical Support Services for Caris Health, and that was right at the same time as Caris Health was being formed, which was a coming together of Rice Memorial Hospital, ACMC Clinics, and CentraCare Health. So it was originally Caris was those three organizations combining to form Caris. And then 1 year later, Redwood Area Hospital and Family Practice Medical Center in Willmar became part of the Caris family.
So what have your responsibilities been for the past, say, 2 years?
Sure. In my role as Vice President of Clinical Support Services,
right,
I have overseen a number of departments, including pharmacy, imaging, lab, rehab services, which includes physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy, and then some care management services like discharge planning, chaplaincy, social work are some examples of areas that fall under that heading.
When the Caris Health Administrator position opened up here in Redwood, what made you say, I'm going to consider that?
Redwood is a great organization, has had a great reputation for the quality of care here and the patient experience. And so that was interesting, I guess you could say, to be able to come and help lead an organization with such great scores and such a great reputation. Also an advancement, a way to use my skills in a different way than I was using them at Caris. A broader scope of responsibility, you might say.
What are a few things maybe that have caught you off guard, or a few things where you said, oh, I've got this?
I've appreciated the warm reception I've received in Redwood, how welcoming the staff are, encouraging, you know, quick to share their comments and feedback, and wanting to get to know me, wanting to learn how we can work together best.
Okay. It would be a challenge for anyone just to jump in and become the administrator of a hospital system, a hospital and clinic. And you're doing it at an especially challenging time because there's a new facility being built, a new amazing $60 million?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $60 million facility being built right now. And then once that's taken care of, there's a whole transition from one facility to another that has to be taken care of. What are some of the challenges that you're having to deal with right now? And what is a typical week for you like at this point?
A typical week right now is meeting with department leaders to go over the challenges they're facing both currently and as we prepare for the move, as we continue to deal with COVID and all of the issues facing healthcare right now. So it's really working with them, connecting with our counterparts, whether that's at Caris Health and CentraCare, to work together on integrating functions, to work together on quality scores, whatever it might be. So specific to the move, there's a lot of activity right now on what I might call the nuts and bolts of or detail work with furniture. For instance, we had a furniture fair a couple weeks ago to have staff help select furniture for the new facility. We brought in some community members as well to help us with those selections. We also have to focus on not just the move, but the changes that are going to take place as we bring teams together from the clinic and the hospital that haven't worked together in the same space, where we have shared workflows where we haven't, with registration, for instance, both the hospital and clinic functions be in one building.
As an administrator, do you see yourself as being more detail-oriented, or are you sort of a big-picture team leader sort?
I think as an administrator, it's important to be the big picture leader, to have that vision of where we need to go. Certainly, there are times you need to get into the details of a situation. Certainly, that goes without saying. But really, the administrator needs to set the tone and vision for the organization and then work with the leaders to get the details taken care of.
And one thing that has to be an advantage is Caris Health has already built and transitioned different facilities already. And so you have people, I'm assuming, higher up or differently up in the organization can give advice on, okay, this is what's coming up next, and this is what you should be looking for 2 months from now.
Absolutely. So this is a great example of the benefits of being part of a larger health system, as you can lean on that expertise of people who have done this before. So we are working closely with Centra Care Facilities team who have experience in moving to new facilities, for instance, in Melrose and Long Prairie. So we can learn from that what went well, what they'd recommend for changes from the process that they had gone through, and utilize that expertise to make our transition and our move as seamless as possible.
Do you get very many opportunities to work only 8 hours a day these days?
Not necessarily these first 4 weeks, no. There's been generally the days have been a little bit longer than 8 hours.
Okay, so we can hope that things settle down a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think like any job, that it ebbs and flows a little bit, and you put in the time that you need to get the job done right.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.